This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate studies such as this one. When I see headlines like this, my episiotomy scar burns because there's not much we could do about it. You know, we've known that we put a lot of crap on our bodies. We do a lot of stuff to our bodies and we just hope that it's been safe. We don't want to think about how it's been tested. A lot of times the things we use has been tested on animals. We don't want to think about that. But, excuse me, reassured that whatever we're putting on our bodies was fine because if it didn't kill an animal, we're okay. And when the study came out today talking about how using permanent hair dye, so we're not talking toners. We're talking like, you know, for me to like not be brunette anymore. I mean, my hair really gets dyed. Or hair straighteners being linked to breast cancer kind of scare the hell out of a lot of us. Now, let's just kind of walk through it. It's not as scary as it sounds, but we do need to be appreciative of the, you know, chemical bombardment that we do to ourselves and how our bodies might not be always equipped for something like that. So there was a study published in the International Journal of Cancer. And they found that using hair dye could raise our breast cancer risk up to 60%, more so in African-American women. And they found it very, very unique that they looked at chemical hair straighteners, and that put us at increased risk as well. So what they did is they looked at 45,000 women. It was called the Sister Study. And they found a positive correlation between hair dye and breast cancer, especially among those who are African-American. And now, when you listen to this, you know, as a medical provider, you're like, well, African-American women are already at higher risk of increased breast cancer. So was this just a coincidence? But they don't believe so. All right. Even though they can't pinpoint, they did notice a correlation. They said that black women who heavily used hair dye every 5 to 8 weeks had a 60% increased risk. For white women, a 7% increased risk, 8% if they had heavy use. And so we're talking, I mean, how often do I have to dye my hair? I go in every 5 to 6 weeks. I'm fortunate for my hair to grow. But when my hair grows, it comes out dark. I'm starting to get the grays. See, the grays would be easy. I can't wait till I'm gray because then the blonde is a lot easier. But, man, I don't know if you could see it. I do the shadow roots because then, first of all, Jerry Lambert is my hairstylist. He's fantastic. He uses a lot of organic products, and he's amazing. I love Jerry Lambert. He is a stud. Love him to death. I would marry him if I could. And he takes care of me. But, I mean, I'm in there and I got a lot of hair and I got a big head and, you know, he's got to use product on me. And then hair straighteners. The reason why a lot of us use hair straighteners is if our hair is really curly. I straighten my hair all the time. I use chemical straighteners rarely now, but chemical straighteners kind of help, kind of screw up the keratin in your hair so that you don't have the curly or the kinkiness to the hair. And so, whenever I get frizzy and I get curly, I'll use some chemical hair straightener. And it's like a 2 to 3 hour process. It's kind of a pain in the butt. And then you have to, you know, flat iron, and it takes a lot to look like this. And I know some of you guys are like, really? That's what you come up with after hours of work? Yes. Okay. You should see me without makeup. I'm going to post a picture one day of makeup and my hair not done. You guys won't even recognize it. You'd be like, hey, okay, please go back to the zoo. So this study kind of panics people because they're like, wait a second, I've been dyeing my hair for years. Okay, well, here's the thing. Whenever we see a study like this, we have to realize that we've also had a lot of progress. with our hair products. And if you notice, a lot of hairdressers don't really get down to the root. They will, when they do your we don't call it frosting anymore, or your highlights, you know, they do the foils, they don't scrub it into the scalp anymore. They just go to the base of the hair. And so some of you complain, going, gosh, he leaves roots. You know what? No. Okay, they get the shadow root, and then, you know, the shadow root is where we put a little bit of a darker root there, and so it looks more natural. It's called the shadow root. I love the shadow root. I'm addicted to that. I don't care if it ever goes out of style. Jerry knows that I have to do that even when I'm 80. So, we expose ourselves to chemicals all the time. It's not just hair. It's makeup. It's conditioner. It's shaving cream. It's, I don't know, beard balm. I don't know what you guys do. Deodorants. You know, they're, and these chemicals, we call them endocrine disruptors when they kind of mess with your hormones. And so endocrine disruptors have been in the news a lot, talking about their link to breast cancer. Because if you have a hormone responsive sort of breast cancer, these things could mess with that. And, this is how I look at it. If I'm going to break it down really, really simply, okay, I don't think your hair dye will cause your breast cancer. I don't. And I'm still going to dye my hair. Okay? I mean, I got to look good. Okay? I got to look good. God forbid I die. My husband knows this, but he's going to be, so you guys have to listen to this. If God forbid I die, okay, first, I don't want anybody to see me naked, okay? So I only want girls, right, dressing me, okay? Because I don't want you guys going, oh, my gosh. Thank God she's out of this world. Okay, so only girls kind of, you know, dress me and all that, okay? And make sure my nails are done. Make sure it's a party. No open casket, though. Okay, I don't want an open casket, all right? And I want you to put, like, a real good headshot of me, right, up there, you know, like, okay? But I want a party. I want people dancing. I want people drinking. I want an open bar. I'm already saving up for that. And I would like Michael Fassbender to make a speech, you know. I should have always been in a movie with her, you know, because she's so hot. So I'd like him to be up there making a speech. But I want it to be a party. But anyway, if I really thought that dyeing your hair was dangerous, I wouldn't be doing it. No. What I do believe is if you are destined to get breast cancer, a lot of us are genetically, or a lot of us have the potential because of, let's say, we didn't breastfeed, or, you know, we didn't get pregnant, or we, eat poorly. There's a lot of different risk factors for breast cancer. It might tip the scale a little bit, but there's no way to go back and prove to say, would you have ever gotten breast cancer? You know, I mean, there's people in my family that get breast cancer just because it's in our genes. I'm not going to blame their hair dye, okay? Or their, you know, bras. You know, everybody worries about bras. But I do have a theory. I don't like metal in the bra. I don't think it's a good idea to have metal in your bra, underwire. So I kind of do, I did without that. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, have you ever talked crap about somebody and you really liked the person and you really weren't, let's say, you know, trying to ridicule or insult them, but you got caught, and so now they kind of think you're an enemy, and you're like, well, no, I was just kind of talking. Okay, I got myself caught in that once, and I don't know how to explain it without, you know, outing the person that did this, but I was asked about a person's looks. And it's a good-looking person. They're a good-looking person. But this other person, I could tell, must have been going through some sort of a inferiority complex. And so this person was asking me, what do I think of this other person? You know, they're better looking than them, right? And I'm like, no, of course not. Now, when I try to convince somebody, You know, because I understand there's a lot of false, you know, patronizing comments that people make. When I try to be convincing, I throw science into it. And I'll throw something very objective to make my argument not look like it's just false flattery. So when this person was asking me if this other person was better, and again, I was kind of taken aback by this conversation, I basically said no because, and then I listed some objective findings about their appearance. Just to make the other person feel good that I wasn't just saying that person's not better looking than that person. You see what I mean? Personally, I really don't care. I didn't look at either of them that way. And the other person felt better. The only problem is because I enumerated a list of why that other person was not better looking than the first person talking to me, it looked like I was talking crap about them. Well, they don't smile. They have an attitude. The attitude changes the way they look, so they're less attractive. And I love both. I thought both people were fantastic people, but I was trying to make the other person feel better. So that's where I'm guilty. I've gotten myself stuck in situations like that, where I was trying to draw at straws. The only thing is when the other person found out that I said that, it was like, well, that really, they think that about me? I go, no, I don't. I don't think that way. It's just I was trying to make the other person feel good. I had to come up with something. You know? It's like, I don't know. So, what are you going to do? It's like, you know, let's say you have a, let's say you like a movie star. And you dream about that movie star. And your spouse is like, you know, really? And you're like, no, that person's too fat for me or too skinny for me or too whatever. No, and you don't really care. That kind of thing. All right? So, you know, you have to deal with it. Unfortunately, in the human psyche, we also really, really rely on trust. So if you do find out that somebody talks crap, see, I am very close friends with people who I know have talked crap about me. I just don't care. I don't care because I understand why they would say things like that, you know? Like, oh, you know, she's just, you know, like, what's an example? Gosh, I can't come up with an example. But I've been friends with people, and I still am, who I know they said stuff about me like I'm a pain in the butt or I gotta come up with a, yeah, I'm a pain in the butt. But, I'm a pain in the butt, yeah. Why am I a pain in the butt? Because you aren't doing your job, and I am. Yeah, you're right, and I will be a pain in your butt until you do your job. So, to me, no big deal. Okay, it takes a lot to insult me. However, if I do hear, and I have found out, that some people say stuff about me that's false, that make up lies, we're done. We are so done. Because now you're lying. You're coming up with something that is so untrue. You're trying to make me look bad. There's maliciousness in that. We're done. I do not need you in my life. And so we don't, I'm done talking to them. So making huge headlines is apparently this little feud between Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau. And Donald Trump has slammed Justin Trudeau as two-faced. Because apparently the Canadian Prime Minister was caught mocking him on a hot mic at Buckingham Palace. Trudeau, Macron, and Boris Johnson were caught gossiping about Trump at the Queen's residence. Really? So apparently what he said, if you watch, is he took a drink, I guess, and he said, I'm not sure who he was. I mean, you think he's talking about Trump. But he was basically saying that he was late to the conference because of he takes a 40-minute press conference off the top. Now, I mean, to me, that's not really bad talking, but that's not really, you know, mean talking. I can't really say the word on air. But then I guess he goes in and he starts talking about how his Trump's staff, their jaws drop. He said he could see the staff's jaws drop when Trump's talking. Okay, now that's really negative. And so Trump slammed Trudeau as being, quote unquote, two-faced. And later that day, Trump was on a hot mic bragging about his put down of Trudeau, saying that was funny when I said the guy's two-faced. And then Trump tweeted an hour later that he would leave the summit without holding a scheduled press conference, bringing an end to the gathering where there was a lot of, back and forth, a lot of drama. Now, this should not be national news, but it is, or global news, okay? You know, and it is global news because critics of Trump are expecting our leader to be buddy-buddy with Trudeau, Macron, Chancellor Merkel, Germany, and he doesn't seem to get along with them. Now, when you also see them make fun of him, Trump has to be in a, that puts Trump in a very, very precarious position. He is the leader of one of the best countries in the whole wide world, one of the strongest countries in the whole wide world. And you badmouth him, all right, he's got to look tough. And he's going to want to look tough. He does not want to be ridiculed. I mean, we have a president now who is succeeding on a lot of fronts, okay, even in certain foreign policy issues. And he's trying to reestablish the United States as a you don't mess with us. Something that a lot of Americans on both sides of the aisle wish we had. Okay? I mean, in the olden days, you would not touch an American. I understand wartime. But they were like, okay, no. You mess with one American, you're going to mess with all. We will go to war over you capturing one of us. But now it's, no, we're going to take your citizens, we're going to hold them hostage, we're going to do whatever to them, there's no fear. And one thing I actually liked about Trump is the unpredictability made foreign leaders maybe stop for a second and go, wait a second, what can this guy do? And, you know, sometimes when you're trying to reestablish yourself as a power, you sometimes need to do that. You don't want to be very predictable. And Trump has said, we need to quit being predictable. So when this stupid stuff happens, you know, and I get it. Politicians are two-faced. They look like they're nice on one end, and then they want to, you know, talk to others. And I understand Trump and Macron aren't getting along, so if Trudeau wants to look like he's getting along with French Prime Minister Macron, you know, they're going to talk crap about Trump. I get that. But what bothers me about this story is we are seeing the same high school baloney or sorority crap with world leaders that we did back in high school and middle school and college or at work. And I'm glad Trump left. He should be above that. If that's the way these other foreign leaders are acting, and he doesn't have time for that. And again, I'm not saying this to be in 100% support of Trump, but what I'm saying is, you know, we really need to start cutting the bullcrap when it comes to politics. And just because media covers it and it's a big story doesn't mean we still have to live it and accept it as, you know, politics as usual. Politics is, let's get stuff done, let's get laws passed, let's get things fixed, and, you know, become a better country. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is now underway with its first impeachment hearing. Democratic panel chairman Gerald Nadler says,
President Trump did not merely seek to benefit from foreign interference in our elections. He directly and explicitly invited foreign interference in our elections. He used the powers of his office to try to make it happen. He sent his agents to make clear that this is what he wanted and demanded. He was willing to compromise our security and his office for personal political gain.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the radio. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So monkeypox is in the news. Yeah, monkeypox. It is a rare viral infection. Excuse me, at least one person in England has been diagnosed with it. Now, the patient's not been identified, but they're from southwest England, and they have likely contracted the disease when they visited Nigeria. They're being treated currently at St. Thomas Hospital Trust in London. Monkeypox should not spread easily between people. Usually it's mild, typically occurs in remote parts of Central and West Africa, according to the World Health Organization. The virus lives in animals but can be transmitted to humans. Now, in 2017, Nigeria experienced its first outbreak of the viral illness since 1978, so it's laid low for a while. But then England reported three monkeypox cases in September 2018, marking this the first ever cases of monkeypox in Britain. Now, most people recovered a few weeks, but unfortunately for some people, you can get severe and fatal cases. So what are symptoms of monkeypox? Well, fever, headache, muscle aches, back aches, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and exhaustion. That's according to Public Health England. You can also get a rash with monkeypox. And with monkeypox, the rash is very circular. And I'm looking at right now at a picture of one with the it on the palms of his hands. They're like circular pox. So pox are like, they're not like boils, and they're not really like blisters, but they're kind of in between a boil and a blister. So, you know, we don't really see chicken pox anymore because of the vaccines, but what the chicken pox looking rash is kind of what pox looks like. So when you had smallpox or chicken pox, they're called pox. And they are a little ulcerated. They can scar. Yeah. So I guess monkeypox is kind of similar to chickenpox. They say in the news release, Public Health England said its experts are working closely with NHS colleagues to implement rapid infection control procedures, including contacting people who might have been in close contact with the individual to provide information and health advice. Passengers who traveled on the same flight as the infected person may be contacted by health officials. They say monkeypox does not spread easily between people, and the overall risk to the general public is low. And there are no cases in America right now. But this is intriguing because, you know, we're concerned about the Ebola outbreak that's still in play in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And when you see something like monkeypox get into England, you know, from Africa, you wonder, well, is Ebola something that can be spread very easily from person to person going to get there? So this obviously made headlines, as it should, and we'll keep you guys posted with this. The story that came out with the little toddler left with holes in the stomach is something we need to talk about. These little buckyballs or magnetic balls are a real popular toy. We've started to sell it less in America. Parents have been buying it less. I remember letting my kids play with it. And they're little magnetic balls that you can create different shapes with. Not like Erector sets like we had, but these are things that you can play with magnets and you could create whatever. My son would take these little magnetic balls and make, you know, fighter jets and helicopters. I don't know how he did it. I mean, he was just brilliant with it as a little kid. The problem is if these kids swallow them, magnets are very, very strong. And so they can cause stomach lining to adhere to each other, twist, kink, and cut off blood supply. So a curious toddler in China swallowed 37 magnetic balls. It's a little girl. This three-year-old suffered extreme stomach pain, so parents rushed her to the hospital on November 27th. Doctors ran a scan, and they saw magnetic balls had formed a perfect circle inside her stomach. Now, the balls were given to her older brother as a birthday gift, but she was alone and wanted to play with them. And apparently she swallowed a whole heap of them, like a bracelet full of them. So she had to undergo emergency surgery to remove all the magnetic balls and then to patch up the damage done. So when the magnets attracted to each other and skin was pulled and lining was pulled, the pressure by the magnets started to tear into the tissue. And they're high-powered, and they're very high-powered. So the American Academy of Pediatrics has cautioned parents against purchasing these products and to avoid keeping them in your home due to the high risk of injury. Possible signs of accidental swallowing in children may include abdominal pain, vomiting, and fever. And the challenge is that the symptoms can mimic other illnesses, but delaying treatment for swallowed magnets could prove fatal. So if your kid has abdominal pain, don't call telemedicine. Get yourself to a hospital. According to Asia Wire, it remains unclear whether or not the young girl has been released from the hospital. Pretty bad stuff. I'm a huge fan of telemedicine, but the calls I am getting from patients kind of worry me that I'm getting the feeling, and we've talked about this on air, that many people are, and I've picked up on this, waiting to get home from work and saying it's okay, I don't have to rush my kid to the doctor because I could call a doctor on the phone. And then I get on the phone, and I'm like, you know, this has been going on for how many hours? Did you call her doctor? Did you take her in? No, but we can't now because everything's closed. And I go, why didn't you do this 3-4 hours ago? I love the fact that we have telemedicine, and I think it provides a huge service, and I hope we continue to expand what it can do. You know, places like Teladoc and America Well are doing fantastic work. MD Live, they're all awesome. But I need to school parents on don't wait, right, till you get home if your child has a medical issue. Okay, call right away because you may have to take the kid in. You know, another thing I'm noticing some people do is they wait until after hours. They wait on purpose and go, well, I can't go to a doctor now, so I guess you have to treat me. They've even said that verbatim. No, sorry, everything's closed, so you have to treat me. And I'm like, but you've had these symptoms for days. Why did you wait till 6 o'clock at night? You know, when I had an office, patients would do that, where they would call after 5 p.m. on Friday or on Saturday. And I told you about one case where there was a lady who missed her appointment, no-showed. And this was Saturday morning. And she had an appointment for Saturday morning. I was open. We were open because we didn't want people stuck over the weekend without medical care. And it was ridiculous to try to do all this over the weekend because 5:01, people would call going, oh, you're closed. All right, we'll just call in my medicine. Like, no, 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 it doesn't work that way. We're going home. Okay? I would be Friday night late answering people's calls because, like, oh, man, I just missed the wire. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm like, you know what? Fine. You know what? Come in tomorrow morning. I'll take care of you in the morning. So we would be open Saturday mornings. So there's one lady, no shows. Just, you know, so she takes a spot, no shows. So I could have put another person in there. And I'm like, and, you know, I finished my day and it is my baby's birthday party. So we set up the birthday party for the afternoon so I could work in the morning for patients to be there for people. Now we're at the birthday party, and I got a call from the answering service. So I have to stop everything in the middle of my kid's party, and it was the woman that no-showed. And the answering service patched her through, and she said, yeah, hi, I have a UTI. Sorry I missed the appointment today, so can you just call something in? And I'm like, I'm at my kid's party. I had an appointment for you. You took a spot away from somebody else, and you need me to call something in. And, you know, and I, you know, this is why concierge medicine grew. You know, many of you are upset that doctors now charge a lot of money, right? And it's cases like this that cause doctors to say, you want to know what? If people want beck and call doctors, then they have to pay for it. And then I will cut my practice down so I could be beck and call. So that I could do this. But basically, this person was going to get free care. So it was a double whammy. One is I lost money, obviously, that day when she didn't show up. Two, she's interrupting, actually a triple whammy. Two, she's interrupting my birthday party with my kids that I'm supposed to be overseeing and watching all these other kids. And then number three, she's going to get free care over the phone. And she did. I called her in an antibiotic when I probably shouldn't have. So this is why, you know, yeah, so things definitely evolve in the medical landscape. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we've been watching these Evoli cases, these e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury cases, so people kind of getting sick from vaping, Alaska has basically been the only state that hadn't reported a case. So it was in the lower 48 and I believe even Hawaii until now. So a teenager in Alaska has officially become the state's first case. The Last Frontier was the only state without a reported case. And now they're included in this. So the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services on Tuesday confirmed the case of Evoli in a teen from southwest Alaska. The patient has not been identified, still remains hospitalized, but we are finding out that they are clinically improving. Although DHSS has investigated a total of 9 suspected Evoli cases over the past several months, this is the first one that meets the CDC's case definition for Evoli. So the sick and teen regularly vaped both nicotine and THC products. And this is important because people are wondering, is it the Juul brand? Is it some of these other brands of e-cigarettes? Or are they vaping THC? And again, this is a teenager. I mean, these are providing mechanisms and vehicles for kids to smoke pot or THC oil. And THC is the psychoactive component of marijuana. So the fact that you could just get that in a form that you could smoke provides a pretty powerful hit. So Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer, said, "Our thoughts are with the patient family members. We are thankful the patient is steadily recovering. We are fortunate that we haven't identified a case of Ebola in Alaska until now, but it's not surprising that we have joined the rest of the nation in this outbreak. This case heightens our concerns about Alaskans who continue to use these products. The safest option is to not vape. We encourage everyone to talk with their family and friends about the health risks associated with vaping. And if you do smoke or vape, we encourage you to talk to a healthcare provider about how to quit safely, or you can call Alaska's Tobacco Quit Line." So we probably have to later call it a nicotine quit line, to be honest. So as of November 20th, the CDC says we have over 2,000 people across 49 states, well now 50, are sickened as a result of the outbreak. 47 people died, and they believe it's the vitamin E acetate found in some THC-containing products, likely the culprit. So, people will see these stories and they're starting to get immune to it. They're like, all right, it's up to 47. You know, right now the popular thing for states to do is legislate against vaping and banning e-cigs. And now it's something that the politicians are, you know, rallying around because it's pretty bipartisan. And, yeah, you know, we need our kids to stop vaping and all that. And so, you know, the easiest thing to do is, well, why don't we just start banning products? And, you know, and I just think people need to stop for a second and see what the real problem is. You have a 17-year-old vaping THC. Okay, this isn't about tobacco anymore. People think this is tobacco 102 or tobacco part 2. This isn't tobacco part 2. Okay? When you have kids vaping THC, this is a drug problem. This is an addictive problem. This is a boredom problem. A 17-year-old back in caveman days would be hunting and gathering and supporting for his family. Already probably 3 children. Building huts, you know, making a community. We don't have our 17-year-olds do this. And I know this sounds like a broken record. We have our 17-year-olds sit in class trying to do algebra or geometry, having them read Shakespeare, and they're bored. It's not a fun life for them. It's an easy life. I mean, we, you know, look at it before somebody goes, okay, Xer. I mean, we look at what the kids have to do, and we have, boy, you have it easy. But, you know, I look at my boys, my strapping boys, thank God. I'm blessed with both of them. But they sit in a classroom all day, and then they sit at night doing homework. They could be building. They could be doing. They could be procreating. They could be, you know. I mean, the reason why our teenagers, okay, I mean, starting when they're 12, 13, want to stay up all night, want to hang with kids, want to find the girls and guys or a partner, want to be out and party and do stuff is because they want to make themselves, they want to make their identity. A middle schooler or high schooler is ready to make their identity in society. We don't let them. You're a kid. You have to wait till you're 18. Then you get to be an adult. And I agree with that. Okay? But these kids are built to already make an impact on society. When a 13-year-old girl is menstruating, that means she is ready to be pregnant. Now, I don't want 13-year-old girls to get pregnant. Okay? I don't want 13-year-old boys to get people pregnant. But it reminds us that these kids have bodies that can do more than just sit in a classroom. That they are already adults or if we're going to define the term as adult, as somebody that can contribute to society, then these kids already are, I mean, they already have the physique to do that. Whether it's to contribute to a kid, whether it's to, help build or form something or think. I mean, some of the most brilliant ideas come from kids. I mean, look at how we're having some of the cancer research come from kids and science fair projects. But we call them a kid. And so here you are, and you're like, well, what I say doesn't matter, and my being doesn't matter. So if I don't matter, and I don't like sitting in a classroom, and I don't like, where I am in life, you keep yourself busy in other ways. A kid doing drugs is our fault. It is. Kids shouldn't have time to do drugs. If you're a kid, the second you're done from school, all right, you should be working. You should be, and maybe let's take a step back. These kids are doing homework. And they're writing papers. And they're studying for tests. Do we really think that's the most productive thing these kids could do? What you need to do is teach them something. And then they have to practice it. I mean, when I was in medical school, it was see one, do one, teach one. So, see how something's done. Now you do it. And then you teach it to somebody else. If you could do that in school with your math, with a concept in a book, you pass, move on. Why go home and study for hours? See, these kids need to, as soon as they're done with school, go to work. Build something, do something. By the time they're 17, they will have already had a paycheck, have money in the bank, have a credit history, have built a house or built a car or written a book or made an album, something. And we don't have our kids do that. Well, maybe they do a science fair project. These kids are bored. This Alaskan teen smoking THC. He's in Alaska. You know what? All the stuff you could do in Alaska? And I understand it's dark for most of the year and it's snowy and all that, but there is stuff they could do. And they're bored. And they don't like their life. And there's a whole variety of reasons. It is such a waste of time and a waste of some of our most vibrant population. These kids are so strong. There's so much they could do. So I gotta figure out how to change it. This is going to be my next feat. Figuring out how to change school. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.